B-Pod Studios.
It's time for you to sound off.
You gotta be faking me. What is the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's get going. Sound off.
I haven't heard from Flav in a while. Good to hear from Flav. What's up, Flav? It's time for Sound Off. 610-771-9705 is the number. If you got something to say, hit us up. Leave a message, and you may make the big show.
Philly started the season with a pitching staff that has collectively gotten worse, an offense that has not even lived up to its expectations, a manager who every time he pushes a button, it is the wrong decision. Yet how is this team 28 calendar days away from entering the National League playoffs?
I'm not sure what you're saying there. First of all, the timing for your call to criticize all these elements is bad. You know, they're winning a few games in a row. They're starting to all hit together. The pitching staff has been glued together somehow. I don't know what's going to happen in the next 2 days, next 2 games. We'll see. They may very well lose the next 2 games, and we're not having the optimism. We'll see what happens, Dave.
I heard, Quentech, you love Gabe Kapler. He's the best thing in the world. You love him so much. He's so great at everything. Why don't the two of you run off and get married and leave the city of Philadelphia? Go right off into the sunset and do all of us a favor.
There it is. The upstate Gabe hater, Quentech hater. There
Shenandoah.
He is.
Shenandoah.
The upstate dude sounding off.
A couple things. Number one, I've never liked Freddie Mitchell more for dissing at stupid number five. Number two, you're out of line with the Screw Buddy Ryan line.
Oh, come on with this Buddy Ryan. How long are we going to carry on with the Buddy Ryan thing? Seriously, it's like the Flyers going back in the old day. Buddy's in the old day now. Let's move on.
How many playoff games did he win?
He didn't win any playoff games. I understand why he was popular, but he didn't win. So let's move on from Buddy.
Didn't Kotite win a playoff game?
I don't know. Yes, he did. Win a playoff
game? Yes. Kotite won a playoff game.
Kotite was a better coach than Chip Kelly and Buddy Ryan.
Why are you going to hold on to the pass of this Buddy Ryan thing? Come on, man. Let's get some progress going.
Eagles fans, if Carson Wentz stays healthy, he's going to win the Super Bowl.
September 4th, 8:43 a.m. Elliott and Cowboys have 6-year extension, $90 million. Eagle fans, crap.
Really, we expected him to come back. He wasn't going to sit out the whole season. Are Dallas Cowboys better than the Eagles with Zeke Elliott? No, they're not anyway, so what do you care?
Mike, can we do something about these people who just blatantly throw, like, cups of soda outside of their cars? They just throw cups of soda outside the freaking window, Mike. I swear, like, I don't know, belligerent litterers, I want to call them.
Let me tell you something. I have to check myself because I went after a dude who wants to throw a cigarette pack out. I was in the car. I hate that.
What happened?
I will run somebody down.
What'd they do?
Threw a cigarette pack at the window.
Right.
So I ran him down.
And then what did he say?
Was there a confrontation? I was all over him.
Oh.
I go, what do you think you're doing? Who's going to pick that up? What do you think? Like, is some magic spell that makes that disappear?
Mm-hmm.
Learn a lesson. No littering. Don't be a pig.
That'll teach him.
Yeah, you got to be careful, though.
I know, but still, it bugs me. I can't, like, the guy's right in front of me, thought nothing of throwing a damn cigarette pack out the window.
Only, so rude.
The only thing you're allowed to throw out is food that biodegrades. Everything else, you must keep in the car.
I found a McDonald's bag in front of my house the other day when I came home from work.
Now, see, that's no good.
People used to do that all the time, just throw crap out their window.
Really?
Yeah.
That's why
back in the day, littering was a terrible epidemic.
Planet is the way that it is.
Yep.
We need an upgrade at second base. I know Philly fans are used to Chase Utley as our standard. But honest to goodness, this is a guy who gets most of his hits when it doesn't matter. it's frustrating to see people, you know, applaud his numbers. Look, Kingsley, get him in at second base. Give the kid a chance. See what he can do.
You know, I had this argument that with a guy about Cesar Hernandez. He goes, I pay attention to the numbers. Look at his batting average. Look at his hitting tone. Like, yeah, I get it. And he's not a bad player, but he doesn't make you win. There's something missing with Cesar. Cesar. I don't like him.
Okay, Mikey, Bible boy. What is the only dog named in the Bible? I'll call you back tomorrow if you don't get it. Thanks.
What is the only dog named in the Bible? There's a name of a dog in the Bible?
Yeah, I can't remember.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Natalie, I come to you.
I know. You think I would know this. That this is a... I can't remember.
Oh,
let me see if I could Google it real
quick. I don't know, but close it down, Tyrone.
That's the best of the best today of summer. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
Got an OPD?
I don't like them.
What are the limits?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound dog gets up.
He was looking for the breed. It's the Greyhound. I thought it was a name of a dog. So Greyhound is mentioned in the Bible. All right.
Dogs are mentioned a lot.
All right. Stay tuned. Roger Worski Show debut from Valley Brook Country Club. Freddie Mitchell and on NBC Sports Philadelphia. Stay tuned. Philly's pregame show. Have a great night, everybody. Talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.